Province. Your news. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Senzo Mcunu has begun his testimony before Parliament's ad hoc committee looking into alleged corruption in the criminal justice system. The police minister was placed on special leave earlier this year after KZN's police chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi implicated him in claims of corruption and political interference. It has to do with a move by Mcunu to dissolve the political killings task team. Mkhwanazi claims that the move was made because someone had whispered into his ear that the team was investigating cases that might implicate his associates. At the center of the commissioner's claims are an alleged close associate of Mcunu, Brown Mokgosi. Mcunu has spoken about how he came into his position and the orientation on the task team.
That this is my statement as read, and would want to elaborate by saying that I made it my duty after I got appointed that beyond interacting with individual police officers, especially the National Commissioner, as part of my orientation, and interacting with them as groups.
The Civil Aviation Authority says investigations into what caused the double plane crash in the KZN Midlands are underway. The authority's CISA Majola says the investigating team's piecing together evidence from the Boston area where a second light aircraft was found this morning. The first plane was detected last night in the Nottingham area near Howick. Neither pilot survived. The Accidents and Incidents Investigations Division says it's understood the aircraft departed together from Secunda in Mpumalanga province and were heading to Margate on the south coast. Both went missing in poor weather. One of the pilots issued a distress call to air traffic control in the afternoon.
The Accidents and Incidents Investigations Division's team is on site to collate evidence that will form part of a preliminary report that will be published 30 days from the day of the accident.
An urgent application by the dissolved SA Tourism Board seeking reinstatement has been dismissed. The former board has accused Tourism Minister Patricia de Lille of fabricating reasons to dissolve them. De Lille has defended her decision as necessary for reform. Following the ruling by the High Court in Pretoria, the minister has confirmed the process to appoint a new board has begun. And one of the world's longest sets of dinosaur footprints has been uncovered in an Oxfordshire quarry in the UK. Paleontologists linked the footprints to Setiosaurus dinosaur that could reach about 18 metres in length. Derwas Farm Quarry has long been linked with dinosaurs, and some trackways were discovered there in the 1990s. And last year, researchers found 200 huge footprints crisscrossing the quarry floor. However, this year, the team unearthed even more tracks in a different part of the quarry. Durban 24 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 23. The top story, Senzo Mcunu has begun his testimony before Parliament's ad hoc committee looking into alleged corruption in the criminal justice system. The police minister was placed on leave earlier this year after KZN's police chief implicated him in claims of corruption and political interference. Go to ecr.co.za for these and other stories. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.